I'm speaking today with Wanda Adams, who is a candidate for District D, City Council. Wanda, tell me, why are you running for this office?
First of all, I want to thank you so much for coming to the Sunnyside community to interview me, and it's indeed a pleasure. The reason why I'm running for office, because I'm a public servant by heart, and I want to continue to work with the constituents of District D. I'm running because I have a base of integrity, I have a base of honesty, and a base of knowledge of the constituency needs. And I have built the relationship for the last 7 years with the constituents of District D. And I want to continue that relationship. So the main reason why I'm running, because I'm running for this constituents of District D.
Now, you are an employee of the City of Houston. Tell me what you do, and tell me, you know, how you think that would enable you to be a good council member.
Well, I'm really excited about it because one of the things that I do, I'm the recycling education coordinator for the City of Houston, and I take pride in that because what I do, I go out and educate the constituents of the city as a whole, because we go out, in the City of Houston, we have 266 communities that currently participate in the curbside recycling program. So we reach out to community groups, to homeowners, association, to schools, to educate them about the importance of recycling. The City of Houston, we don't own any landfills in the city, so what we try to do is to divert the waste material that the customers or the citizens use from preventing them from throwing in the garbage and consider recycling those materials.
Now, I'm a big fan of the curbside recycling program. Unfortunately, I've been reading in the papers recently that there's been kind of a decline in the participation. What are we doing to try and get more people to do it?
Well, last year, before May, the participation rate was 20% citywide. In December, it moved up to like 27%. So there's been some increase in participation. And it's going to take education. It's going to take changing the mindset of the individuals to see the importance of it. What we do, we go out and we provide a PowerPoint presentation. We show them what happens to styrofoam, that it never decomposes. We show them what happens to the paper, that paper can be created into new paper within 2 weeks. So it's changing the mindset of the individuals to let them know that it's important to divert the garbage from the landfill space that we use. So we're doing a good job of education, and we're hitting the schools in HISD and in A-Leaf and the surrounding schools throughout the City of Houston. So that's what we're doing to promote the message. We think if we get to the kids, that the kids will get to the parents about recycling.
Okay. There was also a recent proposal about, you know, heavy waste pickup and a fee that the city might be charging to people for that. What was your opinion of that proposal?
I had the opportunity to travel other cities throughout the City of Houston to look at their curbside and their recycling programs. With the city being the largest, you know, being the fourth largest city, it seemed like we're behind in some things. Me, I would propose a fee because currently I work in the Department of Solid Waste Management, so I can see the benefits what the fee would do. It would help us with our maintenance of the vehicles in solid waste. Not only that, it can also give us incentive for the employees that work for the Department of Solid Waste. Right now, our curbside recycling trucks are 10 to 12 years old. This fee would also help us buy recycling trucks or help us get new trucks. So I think it would be a good thing for the city, and also would help us provide a better quality of service to the citizens of Houston and the taxpayers of the city of Houston as well.
Okay. What is your assessment of the current status of the city's hurricane planning?
Currently, I am a member of the American Red Cross, the Southeast branch. I'm an advisory board member, and I am the disaster liaison. We know that everything, when disaster happens, everyone go into either panic mode or they go into disaster mode. One thing that I've realized, I was in the mayor's office when Rita came about, and when Alicia, I was working under Mayor Brown at the time, and when the disasters came in, my training with American Red Cross helped me not to panic in the midst of a disaster. We have organizations that's on board called the Volunteer Organization After Disasters. There's a list of organizations, of community service organizations, the city, TransStar, TxDOT, of organizations that are already put in place to work with in the midst of a disaster. So one thing is I will work with those organizations. I will continue to partner with American Red Cross to be able to help in those disaster services needs.
Okay. The city has, I believe, $45 million budgeted for drainage improvements in fiscal year 2008. Do you think this is enough, and what do you think the city should be doing to improve drainage and mitigate against flooding that it's not already doing?
No, $45 million is not enough, because if it was enough, I mean, we probably wouldn't have the issue with flooding that we have right now. I would propose any type of increases that we need to be able to supply the monetaries that we need. It's partnering with governmental agencies, Congress, whatever we need to do to pull those monies from. Our former council member Ada Everett developed a partnership with Congressman Al Green, where money will be brought into the Wildcutter community, which is in the Highland Park community, to help them with their drainage and their flooding needs. So what we need to do is to locate funds within the city budget that we can do to help improve the flooding. One of the things that I look at is that I think we need to look at those areas that have been 50 years old, 40 years old, 30 years old, that have not had any improvement in the last 50 years, to see what maintenance needs that are needed. Because I think if we get to the problem before it's broken, then I think we can help a lot. And not only that, we need to work with the right-of-way maintenance department as well. You have some communities that still have the ditches, so we need to make sure that the ditches are cleaned out, that the storm drains are cleaned out so the water can adequately flow. So it's a lot that we need to do, and there's a partnership in the city of Houston, a lot of things that they're doing right now, and I think what I could do is enhance on that that's already taking place.
Okay. City Council recently granted historic district designation to the Old Sixth Ward, which gives them unique powers to regulate development in that neighborhood. What's your opinion of this, and what's your opinion of the statement Mayor White gave afterwards that he didn't intend for that to be a template for other neighborhoods to follow?
Well, something has to start from somewhere, and I think and I applaud Council Members Lovell and the community of the Old Sixth Ward for stepping up and really taking pride in their communities. Because we have communities in the District D areas, as in Montrose, Sunnyside, Highland Park, Fort Bend, that have some historical value as well. So I think that this will give them their energy and the momentum that they need, that you can fight for the heritage of your communities and be able to, and I think they will be able to partner with Old Sixth Ward and look the way that they did it, so they can have a template like Mayor White didn't intend to do, to be able to set precedents, to be able to protect their communities in our historical district, which is in the District D.
Yeah. Michael Bromwich, the former U.S. Justice Department Inspector General who inspected the problems with the HPD crime lab, recently testified before a State House committee that a special master should be appointed to determine what role faulty evidence analysis played in hundreds of convictions. Mayor White, Chief Hurt, and DA Chuck Rosenthal have said that they don't think a special master is needed. What's your opinion of this?
Well, Mayor White and Chief Hurt said that there is not a special master needed, but you have some pending cases that's currently in the DNA lab that have not been solved at this time. And one thing that I would support, whether it's inside or outside, to make sure that there are effective investigations going on, to make sure that the crime lab is, that there's someone that's watching over it, to make sure that the pending case is being effectively investigated. So one thing that I would do is to support the issue of Mayor White and Mayor Hurt, Chief Hurt, or support whether a special master is needed from the outside. What we want to do is just make sure that something has been done to make sure that the DNA crime lab stay within the city of Houston, and not on that, to be able to provide the necessary investigations that is needed.
Okay. Council is currently working on an ordinance that would require developers to either set aside a certain amount of park space when they build residential areas, or to pay a fee that would be used towards the acquisition of more parkland. What's your opinion of this?
Well, I'm for park space, and I'm for green space because I promote the green initiative for the city of Houston. When my community was built by a home builder in the city of Houston, they built the homes. They did not replace with trees or plants. But what we did was we developed a partnership, and we asked them, would they put the trees back, would they plant? And they were in agreement, because whatever the community wants, I think that the builders will work with them to cooperate with them. But with the fee, I think that it should be a collaborative effort among the builders and the city of Houston to provide park space and land space and green space for the city of Houston.
Okay. Metro will make a final decision on the route for the university's rail line this fall. Where would you like to see it go, and what's your opinion of the process that they have used to make that determination?
I'm for public transportation, and you know that it's there. in the direction, whatever which way it goes, if it's go through the University of Lyons, through Elgin, it's through Martin Luther King, I'm for public transportation. One reason being that I'm a person that's talking about air quality. If we can utilize public transportation, I think this will decrease the emissions within the city of Houston. And not only that, this would give a high ridership for those constituents that are in District D to get from one side of the community to the other of in job finding. So I'm in support of public transportation.
Do you think that Metro did a good job in getting feedback from the community as to where the route should be?
I was in the mayor's office when this initiative first came aboard, when they started reaching out to the community and getting their feedback. And I am in support. I think they did an excellent job in going to the community, seeing what they want, because it's been like a 5-year, process. So I think that it was a good job done. And so now they can see what the constituents have done to be able to come together and the input that they have made, and they can see what they've done, and they can see it on where the Metro line is going.
Okay. The city of Houston is supposed to redraw district council lines when the population exceeds 2.1 million. There is some census data to suggest we're already at that threshold, but Mayor White has said that he wants to wait until after the 2010 census to redraw the lines. What's your opinion of that, and what process would you like to see the city follow when the time comes to redistrict the city council?
According to the city charter, when the population reaches over 2.1 million, then the district lines needs to be drawn. So I think to have a documented census by 2010, I'm supportive of that.
Okay. Council recently voted to abandon a one-block stretch of Bolsover in the Rice Village to a developer who will turn it into a pedestrian plaza as part of a mixed-use project it's working on. They sold the street, basically. The Chronicle wrote an editorial saying they thought that was poor public policy to sell a public street to a developer like that. What's your opinion of this?
My opinion is that being an employee of the City of Houston, before they would go and sell a street, they would make sure that adequate studies are being done to see exactly what is the traffic flow on the street. And the next thing that they would do is that they would work with the communities. And I'm sure that Ann Clutterbuck did a wonderful job in partnering with the communities that's around there, the Morningside communities, to make sure if this is feasible for the community. And my understanding that it will be a pedestrian walkway, and it is some type of retail that's around there. So I will support that if it's a community supports it.
Okay. Earthlink has recently agreed to pay a $5 million penalty to the city for failing to meet deadlines in its contracted construction of a citywide Wi-Fi network. Do you think the original deal that the city made with Earthlink was a good one, and do you think the city should continue to pursue a Wi-Fi network in the event that Earthlink is unable to do it?
I am support of the Wi-Fi network. One reason is because you have some students or parents or households that don't have access to the internet, and I think this will be a great opportunity for them to be able to link. Of course, I'm an advocate of finding out city services and finding out not only city services but other services, public services, or nonprofit organizations that they can otherwise access by the internet. So I think the original plan was a good plan. I understand that they didn't meet their goal at the time. So I'm in support of the Wi-Fi network because I think it will be a good thing for the city of Houston, and not only that, for the students and the constituents of District D.
Okay. What's your opinion of the city's red light camera program?
I'm for the red light camera program because I'm about if you have some laws that we must abide by, and if we run a red light or we break those laws, we should be penalized for the laws that we break, especially if we're getting caught. So I'm in support of the red light camera program.
Okay. Is there anything you'd like to add that I haven't already asked you about?
District D is 144 square miles, and it's such a diverse district. And having the background that I've had by working with homeless youth, that we know there's a strong population in the Montrose community, working with men and women getting out of prison, working with mental health, mental retardation of Harris County, which we know in District D that there are some halfway houses that's in the district, to build partnerships with them to make sure that they abide by the D restrictions and the homeowners association rules. Not only that, the background that I've had, the work experience, working in city government, working under Mayor Brown and Mayor White, dealing with hundreds of constituents see calls, and not only that, working with communities in Third Ward to be able to build good business. So I want to be able to be that candidate. I'm the candidate I know that the constituents can trust, that they can depend on, and will continue to keep the honesty of District D.
Okay. Wanda Adams, thank you very much for taking the time to talk.
Thank you so much for having me.